Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, and protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium.
The element song there from Tom Lehrer. Okay, that is because the Stripe Young Scientist exhibition is on this week in the RDS. Now, of course, with its most famous and richest winners as its main sponsor, that's the Colston brothers, John and Patrick. The expo includes all manner of buffinery. Is that a word?
It is.
From hard science through to the humanities to environment and other disciplines. So where do these junior Irish scientists of today take their inspiration from? Dr. Ruth Freeman is Director of Research for Society at Research Ireland, and she is here in studio with us now to tell us about some of the big players in Irish science over the years. Thanks for coming in, Ruth. Let's go back to the big ones that I suppose we'll all have heard of. Robert Boyle.
Yeah, I mean, Robert Boyle, probably, you know, we've all learned Boyle's Law at school. And really, I mean, it sounds really obvious that if you compress a gas, you know, the pressure goes up. That's what we learned with Boyle's Law. But before Boyle, people thought air was nothing. So even this idea that nature had laws around it, that we could study it and understand it, it was a huge breakthrough. And he was really recognised in his life. He became a member of the Royal Society in London, which wouldn't have been certainly common for people coming from Ireland. He was born in Waterford.
So he had connections with the castle in Lismore.
That's right. Yeah, so even though it goes back so far, we can easily sort of see how critical it is. It helps understand how we breathe, ventilators, medicine. We still lean on all of those amazing achievements.
Hamilton, William.
I mean, and certainly
Not the musical.
The other Hamilton.
And he was a child prodigy. So the young scientists down at the RDS should definitely be inspired by him. He was the Royal Astronomer of Ireland when he was only 22. But of course, he's most famous for coming up with mathematical equations called quaternions. And they really describe how 3D things rotate in space, which at the time seemed really esoteric, of course. But now when you think about it, MRI, medical imaging, we've all seen sort of CSI where images rotate on a screen. That's all
the
based on Hamilton's
work.
The
idea hit him when he was out for a walk, did he?
Scribbled them on the stones of a bridge. And I mean, he was a child prodigy. He was fluent in many languages. So again, this idea, science often doesn't exist alone, but with lots of other capability.
Many points do you get in his leaving?
We do know that. Yeah.
And Ernest Walton, then, the first to split the atom.
The first to split the atom and our only sort of science Nobel laureate who was born here in Ireland. But he did that work. He got a scholarship to go over to Cambridge. He was also born in County Waterford. So there must have been good things going on there in a few hundred years ago. But as you say, he built the first particle accelerator with colleagues and got the Nobel Prize for splitting the atom, which really showed us that there was power inside the nucleus of atoms, which is, of course, the foundation for so many things we know today. Nuclear power, nuclear medicine.
Right. They're the heroes. There's a bit of villainy in the next one. Katie and myself were talking about this in the break.
Yeah. This is great. So from a Nobel laureate to somebody who was cheated out of her Nobel
moment. I think many people would say that she's much more charitable and she doesn't say that. But Professor Jocelyn Bell Burnell, who's a real hero of mine. So Professor Burnell, she was born in Belfast and she was studying physics in Glasgow and in Cambridge in a time when really women didn't do
that.
When
was this?
Back in the kind of 1960s and 70s, and she helped build a radio telescope. And with that radio telescope, they picked up a regular sound from space, you know, a regular signal. And actually, if you look back at the newspapers at the time, this was sensational because people thought it could be signs of alien life. But Jocelyn tells the story that really she got very little credit. And when the reporters came to see her, they asked her about things like her waist size and what she was wearing. And it was her PhD supervisor then who went on to get the Nobel Prize. But as I said, she was very magnanimous about this. It wasn't normal for PhD students to get the prize at the time. And actually, years later, she was awarded a prize called the Breakthrough Prize in Fundamental Physics, which was an even bigger pot than the Nobel Prize. It's $3 million dollars in prize money. And she gave it all away. She set up a fund through the Institute of Physics to help create fellowships for women in science and other underrepresented groups.
How come we haven't all heard about it?
Oh, I know. Stunning person.
Brilliant. Okay, who then was Kathleen Lonsdale?
So Kathleen Lonsdale, again, many people won't have heard of her. She was born in Newbridge in County Kildare around the turn of the last century. And she also went to study in University College London. It would have been an incredibly unusual thing to do at the time. And she studied crystallography, which is when molecules become crystals, and particularly x-rays. So we've all been to have an x-ray where we fire x-rays at our bones and we get to see a picture. But at the time, scientists were starting to fire x-rays at crystals to understand the structures of the molecules that were forming those crystals. And many people were skeptical that this could actually work. But Kathleen worked away, and she actually discovered the structure of a chemical called benzene. And benzene is a really important chemical. It's a ring of six carbons with six hydrogens outside it. It's completely flat, and it's a critical type of structure in many medicines. And also we hear about graphene, like single carbon sheaths. So she would have been the foundation of all of that. And she was the first woman ever to be elected a fellow of the Royal Society. And she was an Irish woman from Kildare.
Fantastic. We were only talking, There's a plug for my own home county after Jesse Buckley and Michael Fassbender and the wins at the weekend with the sports teams. But we were just talking about it earlier, obesity care medication, as I was corrected on. It's in the news every day, Ozempic and the like. There was an Irish man involved in that.
Yeah, well, Professor Stephen O'Rahilly, currently active in Cambridge. And really, the work that Professor O'Rahilly did was that pioneering work to find the genetic mutations, which really underpin why some people do suffer from obesity and related conditions. So, you know, his work was really foundational to that understanding that there was a relationship between the genetics of your metabolism and maybe whether you would go on to suffer from obesity or not and how you would manage it. So again, this is foundational work. And I think what we find in more modern science, it's not so much that maybe people invent one single thing, but they are pioneers in their field and they kind of change how we understand it. And definitely Professor O'Rahilly is someone we can be very proud of in that sense.
And another one in a similar vein, Francis Rind, is it?
Rind, I think, yeah. Now, again, so this is going back a little bit further to the 1800s. But Francis Rind was a doctor who no one has really heard of. He was a doctor in the Mater Hospital. He studied, I think, in Trinity and was apparently a bit of a renegade student. But he was treating people with pain. And a woman came into him with chronic pain in her face, in her jaw. And at the time, all pain medication was either put on as a cream or it was given to drink or a tablet. So he invented the hypodermic syringe and he injected morphine into her face, and it had a hugely positive result. So after a series of injections, she was completely pain-free. So he published this in a journal, and this is the foundation of the first hypodermic needle.
In the world,
in Dublin. And if you think about vaccinations, people with diabetes who use injections, anaesthesia, all of this is based on the invention of being able to give drugs in a controlled manner directly into the tissue under your skin.
That's incredible that we never knew.
Yeah.
Just
being a bit of a reprobate in college is a strong argument
for it, isn't it? Well, there you go. You need to be a rebel to come up with new ideas sometimes.
Speaking of science rebels, Luke O'Neill, we had him in here in studio with us.
Science of Hangovers.
Before Christmas.
Okay.
Very familiar face, of course, particularly since COVID. But he's done some really interesting research.
Oh, yeah, Luke. And again, I was lucky enough to be taught by Luke when I was studying genetics in Trinity. And he's a stunning teacher as well as being a stunning communicator and scientist. But really, Luke is a real leader in how our immune system works. And, you know, during COVID, many people would have seen him as a really amazing communicator. But actually, his work and what he did really allowed us to understand why we had to use things like steroidal drugs to suppress inflammation. So people might remember the idea of a cytokine storm. So people with severe COVID, it wasn't necessarily the COVID that was killing them. It was the overreaction of their immune system. And because Luke was such a leader in that field, and because his lab over many painstaking years had broken down how the immune system works and what the different components were, he was able to explain that, which gave great comfort to doctors and to patients, you know, in that really critical point in COVID. So it was much more than just communicating. He was fundamental to understanding what was happening.
A lot of what you're saying there, it seems to be a great argument for research for research's sake, as opposed to, you know, applied research, that scientists should be kind of allowed to play around in labs. And who knows when the research will become useful, but, you know, it'll sow the seeds of something.
Absolutely. And research also trains people. It's a way of thinking. And of course, as scientists do this work and researchers do this work in all fields, they're often training graduate students who go on to have their own ideas. So absolutely. I mean, I think what we need to make sure, though, is when people are doing really interesting research and they come up with good things, do we have the supports here in Ireland to help make sure they can actually get the benefit of that out to people? You know, we need to make sure we can do both, actually. It's really critical to have that curiosity-driven piece, but then the applied piece as well.
Very quickly, 30 seconds, yeah. Two more women, Lydia Lynch and Ellen Roach.
Yeah, so Lydia Lynch is an immunologist, again, Trinity trained, but she's over in Princeton at the moment. So she looks at a particular type of cell called a natural killer cell. And the reason why this is so, Lydia's work is so important, is she's discovered how tumours switch off part of the immune system. And that is only really new work, which is informing cancer therapies now. And finally, just to give a mention to Professor Ellen Roach in Galway and MIT. And Ellen is working in the field of soft robotics, a really innovative medical devices, doing things like, imagine a soft robot sleeve around your heart, helping your heart to pump when maybe it's failing. Okay. So we have amazing scientists today as well.
Okay, amazing. Really, really interesting. Thanks so much for coming into us with that. Dr. Ruth Freeman there, many thanks.